I was working super, super, super hard and knew intellectually that I could build this business and do the things and do all the things. And I was smart enough and I was a hard worker and I could get it all done. And just powering through everything and not stopping at all to enjoy the journey or to say, hey, what's next? And is this lighting me up? And like, I just made everything really, really hard. And I was frustrated that I was working really hard and trying to do everything right. Like that was, I just wanted to do it right. Cause if I did it right, then I would get where I wanted to go. And without like soft, like just a very masculine, powering way through of doing things.
What were some of the pain points of you trying to do it the masculine way of just overworking and overgiving? How'd that work out for you?
Migraines were getting worse. So physically, I was hurting. Emotionally, I was just so frustrated that I couldn't make it happen. I mean, things were going and growing, but I was working so hard and not valuing myself and not making what I wanted to be making. And I knew when I started working with you that the problem was not that I wasn't working hard enough. It was that I knew it was like subconscious belief stuff, that like the life I've created is the life I've created based on my beliefs. When we were starting to really dive in and uncover what those beliefs were. And a lot of those beliefs were like the core belief I had that you have to work really hard in order to make money. And you have to do everything right. And my breaking point was actually the night before my birthday. I got in the bathtub and just cried and cried and cried and cried and was like, I am just not having any fun at all. Like it was not fun. I wasn't writing. I wasn't doing anything. I was just doing client work. And I knew that the only way to scale my business at that point was to do more client work, which I was tapped out. And so I decided, okay, screw it. I'm just going to play. And so I challenged myself to do 40 days of play. I would play every day and I just kind of downloaded this whole thing in the bathtub that night and got up the next morning. And I actually put up a landing page on my creativity writer website and invited people to do it. And I ended up with a bunch of women saying, yeah, let's do this. Like life shouldn't be this hard and so much work. And so I did 40 days of play and I intentionally played, intentionally created, intentionally did something every single day. And oh my gosh, it just was like, yes, this is life, how life should be. And I started having financially my best month that I've ever had. And that has
Yay.
continued. Yeah, like,
Crazy,
oh.
right? How easy it is when you had fun, then you made more money. Yeah, so you had your best month, and then what?
And then it's just continued, like peeling kind of back those layers of like when I bring myself, when I bring my joy and my energy, and when I do things in my business that light me up, my business grows. Like it's not rocket science, but it was kind of rocket science, like brain explosion. But like, oh, this doesn't have to be like the do all the things, check all the boxes. I can be like, that sounds like fun. Like my heart is racing right now, even saying that, because it's like for me, it's the truth. I'm like, that sounds like fun. Okay, I'm gonna do that. And doing that is actually the things that have grown my business and turned it in directions that I wasn't really expecting, but that have grown it. And yeah, and it's been fun. I've been having so much more fun.
I love that you just said that you have been discovering things that you have not been expecting, because the only way that you could have received what you were not expecting was for you to have gotten out of your head, because your head only knows what it's already done. So it's not actually the place to look for what you were not expecting. Your head, if you're looking into the library of your past, you already know what to expect based on your past. Right? That's a huge breakthrough for you.
Yeah, for sure.
How did you, Amy, unhook from some of those beliefs that said, I can't, I have to make it perfect, I feel guilty, I have to work really, really hard? What were some of your favorite tools that really helped you give yourself permission to be lit?
My favorite tools, actually, honestly, it's when I get the idea, taking action super fast before I can get all up in my head. When my head is driving, I get very attached to the outcome because I've planned it all. If I just am like, oh, let's try this, okay, bam, put it out there, then I'm not nearly as attached to the outcome, because what I am doing is valuable for me. If it's not valuable for anybody else, this is valuable for me. I'm in the right place. I'm where I'm supposed to be. And if it doesn't work out, I'm going to learn from it. Awesome. Okay, we'll try the next thing.
What advice would you give to other women who are spiritual and entrepreneurial and are starting on this path, specifically women who are like you, who are super smart, super type A, very perfectionist, feel like they have to work really, 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 really hard, and they feel guilty for having pleasure and playfulness in their lives?
Stop taking in what everybody else says you should do and just go within and say, what feels really good? What lights me up? And do that, because that's how you will connect with people. That's the energy that people will connect with. I mean, certainly there are business things you have to do, but don't get all caught up in the weeds about making sure you're doing it right. Because what does that even mean? Like, what is right? I don't know.
You do know, don't you?
Well, my right.
What's right for you?
Yeah, it's what's right for me. There's so much online about, you know, how to run your business and how to do this and how to do that. And certainly you need to know some of the how-tos, but really the most important thing is to trust your own internal guidance, and that's really hard, but that's what I've learned to do working with you. It's a very scary to not look at everything else out there and just go within and be like, okay, what lights me up is the direction that I'm supposed to be heading, and I'm going to trust that, and I'm going to take action, and I'm going to do that thing, whatever that thing is.
Trust your own internal guidance, and that's really hard. What has helped you trust your guidance?
Every time I've trusted my own internal guidance, things have worked out beautifully, and I've had a blast doing whatever it is that I'm guided to do.
Mm-hmm. But what has allowed you to trust it? Because in the beginning, it was really hard. Like, what specifically about your work with me was valuable for you so that you learned to trust your guidance?
That you've held the space for me to explore it and to help me understand that if I trust myself and go out and do this, it's an adventure, and it's joyful, and it's fun, and there's really no such thing as failure. If something happens that you aren't expected, then it just turns, your path turns a little bit. Like, there's no straight line. There's just like, oh, there's a little spiral there. Okay, let's spiral down that for a minute. Oh, where did we end up? Oh, now we're over here. Okay, well, where's that going? Like, and it's all good. It's all good.
And that spirit of tremendous openness and self-discovery, just the love of the adventure and the journey is so important to the spirit of success, right? It's the opposite of the rigidity and the strictness that it has to be a certain way. It's allowing you and nature to co-create at the same time.
We talked a little bit about perfectionism, and it was really scary at first for me to be vulnerable in the group and to open up and not to judge myself. And the retreats provided, and you do such an incredible job of creating such a safe container and allowing for vulnerability and really sharing. And I was surprised at every group event how safe I felt in opening up and really going deep. And it was so affirming that when I did that was very scary for me, like nothing happened. I survived. It was all good. And I just felt tons of love. And that's such a gift to know that I can totally be myself and I can totally share these pieces of me that I'm just still beginning to acknowledge. And it's good. I'm good. I'm worthy. I'm loved. I'm valuable. All of those things. And I think that's what the group does. It's such a valuable experience.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and I'm so glad that you are a part of this community and that you're willing to show all the beautiful, wise, vulnerable, powerful parts of you. It adds to everyone's experience when we're transparent, when we're fully present.